Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his 7th Cavalry were wiped out by Sioux and Cheyenne Indians in the Battle of the Little Bighorn in Montana. And on this day in 1950, the Korean War began. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, once again, Sunday morning, and we are back for another 2 hours of special reporting journalism that is actually, you know, real and not fake. We're gonna have a little segment on the fake news later on in the show. But right now, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
And we are absent Red Smith, who's out gallivanting around the forest with the bears.
Just saying.
Not sure if he's wearing anything but a loincloth.
It's a... Might have some Bigfoot sightings here shortly.
Dressed as a minotaur.
Minotaur. Oh, boy.
Good morning, Linda, by the way.
Good morning.
We could probably go on for a little while with that one, but we won't. Let's see. We've got a couple special guests in the studio. We've got Gary Cadd with us here this morning as well.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
Glad
morning.
To be here.
Good morning. And Terry Raposa, you know, all-around great guy, Mr. Leader, our fearless leader at the local level. And
the host of your lead-in show.
And the host of the last show.
Yes.
Good morning, Terry.
I
do a disclaimer that is not entirely true. You're the big cheese. Mark's the big cheese here, folks.
Yeah, no, I thought it was it the big cheese or
never big cheese.
Never,
all right.
Never mind. Never mind. They'll hamstring you at every opportunity around here.
Works both ways.
It does. We are streaming worldwide, and shut up.
Nice try.
boy, you can go to the chat room at KCNR 1460.
I can.
I'm in there. Oh, well. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. I got to remember that after 4 or 5 years. Excuse me. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane, and they stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And I believe Dane Wigington will be there on Monday as well. Let's see, Jefferson State of Mind, you've been listening to them, and we have a holdover, and Mr. Raposa. And you can be a 51ster, and I highly suggest that you do. Go to soj51.net and get involved in the program, because it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're not going to go away. And I had a little thought that I wanted to talk about the legislation that they were backing, our representatives that really don't represent. Anyway, before we get to that, do you got any veterans events, Linda? And then I have an announcement as well.
I do. I guess there is going to be a gun show coming up in July.
Guns. I like guns.
The local veterans of Tehama County. Who doesn't like guns?
I know. If you don't like guns, there's something wrong with you.
And
or you're a liberal. Well, I guess that's the same thing. But, sorry.
It's going to be at the Elks Lodge at 355 Gilmore Road in Red Bluff, and that's July 22nd. And Sunday, July 23rd, coming up. And also, Camp for Life is coming up with Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart. We will be doing camp from August 6th through the 13th out there at Whiskeytown. Mm. So, again, that's open for everybody.
All right, very good.
But it's for all the terminally ill children and veterans. We're going to be doing a lot of veteran stuff for a few days out there. So if you know anybody that wants to come out and join us or come out and help, get a hold of me or Fred. You can call Fred at 226-9900.
Okay, very good. My announcement is Anderson Cubs basketball camp is July 10th through the 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. It costs $40. It's basic skills, conditioning, and fun. Open to all youth entering 2nd through the 8th grade. It's located, it will be held at Anderson High School. Instructor is Coach Billingsley and the Anderson High players. Coach Billingsley just happens to be my son, so, you know, you better get down there and, you know, you can see, get the benefit of all my years of teaching and tutelage in his personality and growth. or not. But anyway, he does. He's a great basketball coach. And
Sorry.
Never mind. Shut up.
I just had a blank moment there.
I
went blank. Yeah, just blank. Did you say something, Mark?
pre-registration is required. You can call at 378-6656 and get your space early so that you're entered into the basketball camp and go from there. Okay, so with that said, wow, we've got let's talk about local politics here for a minute. Anything going on there?
Yeah, I just want to bring up a couple of things, and I'm going to turn it over to Gary, and you'll have at her there, White Bear. Anyway, the thing I wanted to bring up is Brent Weaver is going to be on the Carl Bott Show tomorrow, Free Fire Radio at 8 a.m., and Carl did an ad that was on just before the end of our program talking about, well, gee, you know, he wants the mayor to explain why we fired Chief Belletti. He wants the mayor to talk about unfunded liabilities. He wants to have the mayor also talk about why the hiring of Barry Tippin. Well, I've just got a few quick things I'm going to say about that, and I'm going to pass them off on to Gary. Number one, when Brent Weaver ran for city council, he ran on a 10-point plan. Where's that? The second thing is that we have a fired police chief who I think many of us felt was doing an adequate job. I mean, he was
doing the best he could
with what he had. And why has he been fired? Also, the unfunded liability portion, I'm going to hand this off to Gary, like I said, in a minute. Gary has been one of the absolute champions when it comes to fiscal responsibility for the city of Reading. He was a champion when it came to talking about these unfunded liabilities and the position that we were in, the $300+ million that we're now owing in these pension funds. And Brent Weaver, about 4 months ago, was on this radio station, on this program, talking about the fact that there wasn't a problem, that Gary wasn't accurate, there wasn't a problem, and that Kurt Starman gave him the accurate information. Also, Francie Sullivan was on and said the same thing. Now, in those two different issues, Gary will take that up. I had a private conversation after that with Brent Weaver, and Brent Weaver mentioned to me, no, Gary doesn't have the facts really straight, you know, our guy does. Now, all of a sudden, he's coming on talking about, oh, gosh, we have a problem with unfunded liabilities. Quoted in the paper
that
we have a problem.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the grand jury report.
Oh, that gets better, but I'll let Gary talk about that. The last couple of things I want to say very quickly is that now we have a problem with unfunded liability. But, I mean, I wonder if that's just one of those shallow campaign promises that Brent Weaver did. And here's another thing, too. I remember Brent Weaver telling the people of Reading that they needed a timeout just like his children. So, therefore, they were going to put public comment at the end. So if you're a young mother or you're a young man that's out working or you don't want to stay up that late, you don't get your public comment, your rights. You don't even get those until the end. The other thing is that they were going to search for a new, a brand new city manager. All right, so they spent money to do this search. When all the time, I know Christian Schrader was quoted as saying, as was Francie Sullivan, "Gosh, you know, Barry's already there. He already knows what's going on. This would be like a turnkey operation. You just walk in and you get it done." So why did we spend all this money on this search to make it look good? And now we're bringing back a police chief. Mr. Hansen is coming back, and we're bringing him back in. And he retired early because of the fact that, he was pretty much in a position to where he could, and financially probably was more feasible for him, just saying. Anyway, I think that everybody should be tired of all the baloney that we're getting from these people and understand they work for us.
Well, that's the problem, Terry, in a nutshell, and that's I wanted to comment on that because it goes to the state of Jefferson as well. You know, the State of Jefferson movement started out with everybody, you know, we want to get our representation back. And we wanted our representatives to introduce legislation to get our representation back. And they have ignored us for what, two, 3 years now? And then all of a sudden, they arrogantly introduced their own legislation. And my question is, aren't they supposed to represent the people that said, hey, we want this and we want it this way? And they completely ignore that. And then they have the arrogance to introduce their own legislation that is completely different than what the people are talking about?
Which we found out this morning on Jefferson State of Mind still does not have a bill number. It still doesn't have a bill number.
So it's really just a... It's just
okay,
a
it gets better. It gets pariah. Better because when you look at this, it doesn't do anything as far as the senators go. It takes the 40 senators we have, divides them up into 8 regions that worked real well for the Soviet Union.
Right.
Then what it does is it takes a position of saying, okay, we still have one person, one senator for every million people. How does that change anything?
Well,
it's smoke and mirrors, my friend.
Well, and that I want to bring that on to what we're talking about. I don't want to get diverted down that road, but I want to use that then and feather into what we're going on with now. Here we've got the city hall, council who has been hammered with this information by Gary Catt for what, 4 or 5 years, however long it's been. We've been talking about it. We've been screaming from the top of the roofs, you know, the buildings, saying there's an unfunded pension problem. You know, I've been looking at this issue. I remember when I talked about this
there.
Way back. And you know, nobody, oh God, you're Chicken Little and blah, 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 blah. When do our representatives start listening to the people they're supposed to be representing? When is that supposed to happen? You know, all these shallow campaign promises, all this crap they've been shoveling for the last how long, and Francie Sullivan and all these people that are down there at City Hall that are supposed to be representing us, they don't even listen to the people. They don't even listen to what anybody's got to say. And even on the city council, Gary Catt was completely, you know, ostracized from the rest of the group on any of these issues and that he was screaming loudly about. And I guess I'm ranting a little bit here.
Yeah. No.
I'm not mad or nothing about it, you know.
Well, let's take a second here. I brought in this morning two reports here. They're, I'll be darned, the top of the page says CalPERS, and it's the safety plan for the city of Reading, CalPERS annual evaluation report. And the figures are as of June the 30th of 2015, 2 years ago. All right. And then the second one is a miscellaneous plan for the city of Reading. If you look right on the report, it has here the unfunded, not the normal cost, the everyday cost of CalPERS.
So this is in addition to what they're already paying.
This is the unfunded, the UAL, unfunded actuarial liabilities. For the miscellaneous plan in 17-18, we'll be paying $7.2 million.
Wow.
No, wait. I'm not done yet. Now, let's go over the safety plan. For the safety plan, we will be paying 5.7. So that's 12. That's almost $13 million that we'll be paying, which we've already started. We started in 2015. But now let me take this a step further, because I was able to get CalPERS to put, instead of a percentage, a number on the 18-19 projection. And these figures I'm going to give you are the figures. They will be no lower than this, but they are going to probably be higher than this. But
well, because these guys down at CalPERS have been soft-selling this for a long time, too. Oh, there's no problem, you know, and these guys should be, you know, if you did this in the private sector, what these guys have done cooking the books.
You'd probably go to jail.
You would go to jail. And so now these things that they're projecting now, they're, as far as I'm concerned, they're criminals. We can't trust these figures. So I'd almost bet you money it's going to be a lot higher.
Mark, it's going to be higher. I mean, if we had time today, I could prove it to you. But anyway, I gave you the $13 million figure for 17-18. The projected, by CalPERS, the projected figure for 18-19, the second year, the miscellaneous is going to go to 8.6, and the public safety is going to go to 6.6, so that's 14, 15, close to $16 million. And we said it's going up $3 million in 1 year from 17-18 to 18-19. This is going to keep accelerating up until 2022. That number, which is going to be close to probably in the neighborhood of about $22, $23 million, will continue for 20 years. Same amount, basically, for 20 years. Now, this is actuarial, so those figures could dip, could raise.
Well, I mean, I'm looking, I'm looking at it right now, an article from Zero Hedge. Moody's, and this is Moody's, says a modest downside could spark a $3 trillion surge in pension liabilities on top of all this stuff. It's all interrelated with the global economy and the stock market and the bonds. And we are so overdue for a recession, on top of the Great Depression or Great Recession and the false recovery and all the crap we've been peddling. So this is going to be, I can guarantee you, that this is going to get more ugly than anybody realizes.
Okay, now let me continue here for a second. At the most recent, last Wednesday, budget workshop that the city council had, and folks, I'll tell you, you need to go to the city's website and go to meetings and agendas, and then go over to the far right-hand side and click on video. When you click on video, the video will come up. Mr. Tippin will talk. He talks for about 50 minutes. You need to listen to those 50 minutes, because he admits that we are in really grave trouble through those 50 minutes. But what they've done, they wanted to save three firefighters' jobs, so they were digging for money. Well, if you pay your CalPERS payment by the month, it's a certain amount. If you pay it all at once in one fell swoop, this year you're going to save $463,000. That 463 is how they're keeping the three firefighters. But keep something in mind. That's not going to go on. They could pay that every year in a one lump sum. But the increase in the pensions for 18-19 are so vast that it's going
to
eat that up and much more.
Well, and like I say, if you have a downturn, I mean, that's just going to be poof.
Well, and think a second. You know, this is old Gary Cadd. REU Commission, Reading Electric Utility Commission, eyeballs on what they're doing at Reading Electric Commission, they're going to have to borrow that $12.6 million from REU to make the one fell swoop payment. Are we going to trust them to make this payment in this manner without having some kind of oversight, citizen oversight?
They'll raise our rates.
Oh, that's my next.
They're already planning on doing that.
Yeah, they're doing that.
They tried that in June of 15.
They're going to raise rates and they're going to increase taxes. I guarantee it.
I've got a question for you, Gary. You were just saying on that video that you're encouraging people to watch that Barry Tiffin said we're in grave danger as far as the unfunded liability. Well, again, our mayor was saying that we don't have a problem 4 months ago.
Well, what about Kurt Starman, who Tippin worked for, who's been saying for the last 3 or 4 years there's no problem. So now all of a sudden there's a problem?
Why did Missy MacArthur on her last night on the dais, and she has upon occasion said this, but our last night on the dais when we got off the council, her last night, one of the last things she said was, folks, you need to be careful. Gary Catt is right about these unfunded pensions.
But according to our mayor, you weren't right. According to our mayor, this is a bad deal, folks. Really, maybe Mr. Weaver should just sort of step down and go back to his business and help the community that way. Because really and truly, this has gotten to the point where I just don't know.
It's grade school.
It's grade school. The shallow juvenile campaign promises, the idea of not reporting on his golf tournament. I mean, you know, violating that. I mean, it just, and then saying he didn't, and then saying he did. And I mean, I don't know how much longer we put up with this stuff, folks. You can see what's going on. And here's another friend of mine right here next to me, Mr. Gary Catt, who goes, and what he does is he says, okay, this is what's going on, folks. I'm just leveling with you on this. I'm letting you know what's going on. I'm telling you this in a very fair, honest, factual, and polite way that this is going on, and he didn't even get reelected. What's the deal here? I mean, I'm just saying that from my own place here, Gary.
Well, you know, the thing is my getting reelected was up to the people. You know, I mean, I was able to stop Measure D, which, folks, if you look at the total Measure D, money would have been flying all over except where they said it was going to go. So you've got to. There was a reason for that. Now, can we fix the problem with the jail? Yeah, we can. I have several ideas of working on it. In fact, we're talking to people in Sacramento now to see just exactly how we could go about it. But yes, we can do something because the whole thing is we need beds. We need beds for the bad guys, and we need beds for mental health. And we need to build a jail, or whatever the thing's going to be called, that's going to be able to take care of both of those.
Okay, we're going to have to get ready and go to a break right now. We'll come back after the break and go more into
this.
Yeah,
if you want to call in and have a question, comment on this subject, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboy,
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Pretty appropriate song, if you ask me. We got the circus clowns down there at the City Hall, and it's like the show must go on, I guess. But Terry's got a little bit to say here real quick before he has to go, and then we're getting right back to Gary, and let's finish the conversation.
Yeah, I just want to encourage people to call in tomorrow at 8 o'clock to 605-4567, 605-4567, tomorrow morning, and ask questions of our mayor. You've heard a lot of stuff. I'm sure you're not done hearing a lot of things that Gary has to say. But it's very important that we call in. And, Carl, I want to encourage you, again, I don't know if you're listening to this or not, but I certainly want to encourage you to actually ask the questions that we brought up at the end of Jefferson State of Mind. I mean, really and truly, let's start asking these questions and standing and trying to get an answer out of these folks. You know, a lot of times I know there's an issue where people say, oh, you know, gosh, you know, I tried to ask him and he just wouldn't answer it. Well, we have to try to get these answers because that's the only way we get things accomplished is with answers. So with that, my good friend Mark, Gary, Linda Darlin, Bob, you guys have a great day, huh?
All right.
Thanks.
You likewise, Terry.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Terry. Appreciate it.
You know, Mark, you've mentioned, you know, what could we do about this? Well, for, I don't know, probably 3 years, I was involved with the Reason Foundation and a fellow named of Stan Constant. And he's the head of the actuarial department of the foundation. And he's been here in Reading several times, and we've had meetings and talked with him. And I've gone to Chico and down to his house down in the Sacramento area. And going over these reports and studying, and this is one of the places where I've learned what's going on. Well, I tried to set up a meeting with former city manager Starman, and it was only going to be a meet and greet. Just, hi, how are you? Glad to meet you. I'm out of here. And once that Mr. Constant got talking to Mr. Starman, the meeting went on for an hour and 20 minutes. And basically what it was Stan was talking to Kurt, you know, teaching him in a matter of speaking what was really going on with CalPERS and what we're looking at and some of the ways we get out of it. But Mr. Starman didn't see fit to have Mr. Constant come before the city council, which I was trying to have done, and bring this information out to where the public, all that's in all of us, could understand what's happening. And the Reason Foundation has been successful in Arizona for changing their pension plan. They're working on a number of cities and states around the country, and I mean there's quite a number of them. And it really wouldn't hurt to bring them to Reading and have them look at our particular situation and see what we can work on and what, you know, where we need to cut, where we need to do this, where we need to take care of these figures. Because something that wasn't mentioned earlier is the discount rate sensitivity. Now, the discount rate is 7.5% up until December. Then they dropped it down to 7%, and CalPERS is looking to drop it an additional 1% down to 6% in July is what they've been talking about. Now, when they dropped from the 7.5% down to 7%, the indebtedness of public safety rose $18 million. I don't have the miscellaneous right in front of me, but it's a little larger. It'll be a larger number. Then when they drop down to 6%, it's going to increase, on top of the 18, it's going to increase another 36.6. So that's, let's see, 36, 40, it'd be about $54 million increase just on the sensitivity. And this has, we're not talking about the unfunded or underfunded at the moment. We're talking about just the sensitivity on the discount rate, of which we'll find out the new discount rate coming in probably the end of July or first part of August. And the last two years, we should have gotten 7.5%. In 14, they got 2.41. And in 15, they got 0.62. So that's 3% over 2 years. 7.5 is 15. That means the city's going to have to pick up that 12% starting, I think it's next year, and moving forward. So these figures that I read out to you earlier, that's why I said that they will not go down from the figures that CalPERS has given us. They will go up.
Wow. I mean,
so you're saying, earlier you're saying there is options to possibly fix the problem and city council won't even look at it?
They haven't so far. No, they don't want to look at it. Staff doesn't want to look at it. And we need the public to understand what's going on with this. It is getting close to $400 million of unfunded pension. Because see, and now listen, crazy. I've been talking about CalPERS to folks. Okay, there's also the PARS retirement plan, and I believe it's at $61 million of unfunded. So you have to add that on to what CalPERS is. We're in bad shape, folks. And then they're scratching for money, and they're adding fees, like the utility fees that they put on us back in November with that vote that you had to send the envelope back in, which is ridiculous. But anyway, that's the way the state allowed it to have the election. So you look on all four of those. It was garbage, wastewater, water and stormwater, the four of them. Well, they had reasons for raising the rates, but there was one common denominator on all four of them, and that was employee cost, which are paying unfunded pensions.
Well, I don't think this thing can be fixed in the current climate, because I'm not saying it can't be fixed, but if these guys won't even listen to their constituents,
right,
they won't listen to anybody that has an insight or expertise on this, and all they're going to do is listen to the cronies back there in the back room that tell them there's nothing wrong, or if there's something wrong, or they're waiting to get out of office. I mean, maybe that's it. You just leave it to the next guy and blame everything on him. I don't know, but currently I don't think this can be fixed unless someone starts doing something to fix it.
Well, you stop and look at the present city attorney. When they did the search to find the present city attorney, they allotted $24,000. Well, the city has a $25,000 limit on anything over 25 has to go out for RFP. In other words, you have to gather folks to come in to say whether they wanted to ask for that contract or not. Oh no, they did a sole source because they kept it under 25, but a month or two later, they came through with a closed session item with the additional monies that went far over $25,000, which they knew ahead of time that was going to happen, so they could just sneak it through. See, things happen on the consent calendar that are enough to drive you up the wall. And with this last search for the new city manager, 34 individuals sent in an application, if you will. They cut it down to 5. And then we hired Barry Tippin. Who were the other 34? Were there any good ones in there? But see, if the presentation on that was the same as it was on the attorney when I was on the council, we didn't know who the other people were. We just knew who the 5 they brought to us.
It just sounds like
city staff,
crazy.
City staff, and the headhunter were the ones that culled them out and just gave us the 5 that were there. So council members, and I make them bet I'm right, but the council members probably don't even know who the 34 people were.
Well, it's the good old boy club again is what it sounds like to me.
Well, could well be. But, I mean, at some point in time, the people of the city of Reading are going to have to put up their big boy pants on and start standing up and saying, hey, wait. I mean, look at code enforcement. Now, granted, code enforcement, we're shutting down motels and we're cleaning parts of the city up, sure. But code enforcement also is going after private individuals, whether it's a business or whether it's an individual, and putting monies onto their sales tax. I mean, I've had, I don't know, a number of people come and talk to me while I was a council member. And the thing with this, when I was a council member, I had people call me, and I knew that they didn't support me. They didn't like me. But they said, you're the only one we can talk to. Because the others won't call. And I presume from what I'm hearing, now I don't want to put too much on this, but from what I'm hearing, that same thing is going on now.
Oh, I would not
sure
be surprised at
yeah.
all, because they don't have
they,
the
they
people.
They don't care.
They don't care. That's exactly
they don't
right.
care.
I mean, why else would they put the public comment to the end of the sessions? Because, I mean, that tells you exactly the arrogance that we're talking about mm-hmm. in the first place.
Get your head out of the clouds. You're not, I don't know. What press that they could read. You know, sometimes you think that people start believing their own press. But, some of it, you got to get your head down and stop telling the people what's going on and start listening to the people
Absolutely.
About what's yeah. going on.
Well, exactly. And we got so much fake news that doesn't report anything. In fact, I'm going to tell Bob to go ahead and cue that fake news spot up from Bill Whittle that we'll play after Gary's out of here. And, the real deal is that they don't report on anything. I mean, a grand jury investigation investigation finally came out on this pension thing, and I was actually surprised because it's like, wow, they actually might do their job.
Well, they came out in the pension thing. They came out with court enforcement. I mean, there's quite a number.
They're finally doing their job, it seems
like. Well, I think they were getting pressured a little bit from the people on that, too.
I would imagine. I don't know who's on the jury, but I would imagine they've got some people that have some backbone.
Well, there's that, too, yeah.
Well, I mean, I applied for the grand jury, I think, 4 years in a row and was turned down for 4 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad seed. Moral turpitude problems. Who knows?
I'd probably say so. No.
But I think it's the same thing like Gary was saying, you know, with the council and anybody that's up for job or anything. You don't know who the other candidates are. You don't have any information.
Even if it's going to be protected because somebody says, well, I'm already a city manager in Timbuktu and I don't want my city to know they're making a move. Fine. But the city council members should be able to.
Exactly.
Because
you do
it in closed session. You're not supposed to mention anything, although you can if they're breaking the law, which I've done. But anyway.
Right.
Let's go from there. But no, but you could do it that way. At least the council members would know.
Right. But they won't do that.
Well,
they don't want you informed because then that upsets their apple cart.
Well, that's exactly right. What it is that if you have an informed public, it's a difference between having access to these guys and having the power over them. And in order to get the power over them, you have to put pressure on them. You know, we started doing that a couple years ago. Before that, oh, please, did you listen to us? And we need to reason with you and explain to you why you need to listen to us. They don't give a crap. The only thing they understand is if you apply so much pressure to them that their jobs become in jeopardy or their reputation gets to becoming in jeopardy, then all of a sudden, you know, wow, they might start to listen to you, and then you actually start holding the power over them because you're not, you know, trying to, be all sweet with them and have coffee and donuts. I mean,
Mark, think of this little statement. Government works best when the people lead them.
Yeah, what's that other saying? Government, when people fear the government, you got tyranny, and when the government fears the people, you got freedom. And that's really the truth.
Yeah.
They have to fear you in order to comply with the people's wishes. And the founders knew that the general public was a lot smarter than any of these politicians as a whole. I mean,
I'd still really like to know just what the real down and dirty deal was on Rob Paletti.
I think a lot of people would.
I've heard a lot of rumors going on, but I haven't really heard just exactly what it is. I have some ideas of my own that I'm not going to mouth, but
I will for you if you don't. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. Scapegoat. That's what this is all about.
Well, that's
somebody to blame it on. Somebody
besides them,
because they haven't listened to crap. You got Brent Weaver. Oh, his big campaign promise was public safety. He was got this big plan that was going to be put into play and take care of all the safety issues.
And then what were my words at the time that was all going on? To do nothing now is simply not an option. And that started back in January of 2014 coming out of
And what happened after he got elected? Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah.
Pretty much a pregnant pause there dead air time. And that's the truth. I mean, anybody who was listening, and that's why people are getting mad, because all of a sudden, because of this economy is going south because of 8 years of liberal, progressive, socialist, fascist, communist, theory, you know, and this bull loney recovery.
that's a joke.
That now what's happening is that the people are getting poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. And what happens when that happens is that there's more crime, there's more drug use, there's more, you know, alcoholism because people are, in despair because they can't get ahead, they can't find a job. So, you know, it all feathers in and intersects a little bit. And in order to reverse the process, you got to get back to, sound, fiscal, responsible, not grade school policies.
REU Commission. We have to have one, and we have to have one where the council can't get rid of it. I've been trying to put an initiative together for this coming election in 18 or one sooner if there is such a thing. I don't know. But anyway, I've been trying to put one together, and I've been having a hard time. It's all put together, but I don't think it's ready for prime time and getting need an attorney to really look at it and make sure that it's all right.
But well, that's what's supposed to be down there at City Hall is somebody's supposed to help you do that.
Well, they wouldn't know. You don't want them. They would flush this in a second if they had
I'm not advocate. Saying that they would help you.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah,
that's
well,
why we need different ones
yeah,
in there.
We had a commission for 2 years.
Then what we
years.
Got going.
It took me, let's see, from 08 to 12 to get it put into place. So that's 4 years. It took 2 years of being in place. And then within 2 months after changing the council, Ms. MacArthur and the rest of them decided we need to get rid of it, so it's gone. And within 5 months of that, they came up with a $29 increase on your network access charge in your bill. We did stop it, but folks, they're coming back.
Well,
it will come back.
If we didn't have a bunch of simple-minded gherkins up there that would actually do their job and listen to the people and implement policies based on input as opposed to, hey, what did they say down at the country club? Oh, here, have another one. You know, then we might get some people in there. The people have to step up. It's really the people's fault. It's the people's responsibility for yep. letting these guys get away with it. And it's coming to a head, though. And people are starting to hold their feet to the fire because, by God, we've had enough of their
stuff.
Antics.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not getting any better out there.
Well, guys, listen, I'm going to leave to go to church. I'm going to Reading Christian Fellowship to go to church, so I'm going to have to excuse myself out the door, but it's been a pleasure, and anytime you'd like to have me back, I'd
right.
love
all
to
right. Thanks for coming
all
in,
right.
Gary.
Thanks
Blow
for coming in. We appreciate that.
We better
well,
go to
you
a
all much. Thanks,
enjoy your day.
We better go to a break.
If you want to call in and comment on this conversation, thanks, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is our 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
inside. Find the corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can see. No sugar tonight.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds. We're going to take you to the top of the hour now from Firewall. Here is Bill Whittle on AM 1460.
You know, if there's one thing you can absolutely count on in modern American politics, it's this. Every time a progressive Democrat invokes the Founding Fathers and American freedom, well, that will immediately be followed by a proposal that reduces American freedom and is an insult to the Founding Fathers. On December 8th, 2016, the most corrupt politician in Washington made a speech at the dedication of a portrait of the second most corrupt person in Washington.
After the Constitutional Convention, it's well known, Benjamin Franklin was asked what form of government the new nation would have. A republic, he replied, if you can keep it.
Now, on to the antithesis of everything Benjamin Franklin and the Founding Fathers stood for.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year.
Now, that part is true. Many videos showing Hillary Clinton to be a warm, trustworthy, and tough presidential candidate flooded YouTube, Facebook, and all the rest throughout 2016.
It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
Like causing liars, traitors, and felons to lose presidential races.
This isn't about politics or partisanship.
Of course it is.
Lives are at risk.
In other words, I damn near committed suicide a month ago.
Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days to do their jobs, contribute to their communities.
You know, selling top-level government favors for cash or storing top-secret emails on private servers and copying them onto the computers of noted underage girl texting perverts, that kind of thing.
It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly.
By more government.
Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
In other words, no lying, vile, race, class, and sex-dividing megalomaniacs should ever have the presidential coronation stolen from them by the free flow of information ever again. Now, one of the fake news stories that Hillary claims cost her the election was a completely made-up transcript widely shared in which she called the American people a bucket of losers. That fake news turned out to be absolutely false. She did not call the American people a bucket of losers. She called them a basket of deplorables. Now, you can see how this hideous fake news lie about calling them a bucket of losers likely cost her the election. Or maybe the Russians did it, or WikiLeaks. Maybe one of these sources, releasing actual recordings, emails, and transcripts, caused Hillary to lose the election by using illegal means to report the truth, when we all know that had they operated legally, like CNN, for example, the truth could be safely suppressed by the objective, real news outlets with their skyscrapers and layers of fact-checkers and editors, which objectively and impartially do things like sneaking upcoming questions to Hillary in advance of the CNN debate. But if it was in fact the Russians, I wonder where they could possibly obtain top-secret information concerning Hillary Clinton. I wonder if it occurs to her that the stolen email she claimed cost her the election just might have come from the unsecure private server that she set up to shield her corruption from the prying eyes of the American people. Now, maybe all this noise about a few fake news stories is there to distract us from the real scandal, which is that all of the network news stories we saw during 2016 were fake news. Any time that Hillary was not confronted about her on-camera lies regarding her email server, well, that was a fake news story. Every time a reporter asked a question about her grandchild, instead of burrowing into the pit of corruption that is the Clinton Foundation, well, that was a fake news story, too. Maybe all of this fuss is to turn us away from the realization that everything we hear from the mainstream media, from the Earth is Dying hysteria down to mom-and-pop bakeries in Oregon, is all fake news reported by, presented by, edited by, and spun by the mainstream media, which has devolved into the publicity department for the Democratic Party in general and the progressive movement in particular. Or maybe this is all a way to get conservative news sources to shut up. White House correspondents for the New York Times, Washington Post, and other highly credible fake news outlets are mortified that Donald Trump would bypass the terminally corrupt and dying industry that gave him a 30-point electoral headwind and tweet policy directly to the American people. White House correspondents say it's the end of democracy. I say it's the end of White House correspondents. I say that 80 million Americans walking around with high-definition television cameras in their pockets and thousands of news sources reporting the actual truth is the rebirth of a long-dormant democracy and not the end of one. We need your help to keep these messages coming. If you want to help us make a difference, please go to BillWhittle.com and become a member.
Very good. That's Bill Whittle. I think we are out of time to top the hour.
Indeed. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Counting down to a possible vote on the Senate health care plan this week, if Republicans can rally enough votes. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul doesn't know at the moment, but he would consider an alternative.
If we get to impasse, if we go to a bill that is more repeal and less big government programs, yes, I'll consider partial repeal.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson wants more time.
I have a hard time believing Wisconsin constituents or even myself will have enough time to properly evaluate this for me to vote for a motion to proceed. So I've been encouraging leadership, the White House, anybody I can talk to for quite some time. Let's not rush this process.
The two men appeared on ABC and NBC TV, respectively. Some senators want to get a vote in before next week's 4th of July recess. British government officials now say cladding samples from 34 high-rise apartments all across the country have failed fire safety tests. Flammable cladding is being blamed for helping the Grenfell Tower fire earlier this month spread so rapidly, killing at least 79 people. Legal experts are beginning to analyze the place of Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court.
Justice Gorsuch has already paired up four times with the High Court's most conservative member, Justice Clarence Thomas, in separate opinions. Those opinions dissent from or take issue with the court's majority rulings. While the sample size is small, the results show the new justice's commitment to follow the strict text of the law. Justice Gorsuch is also willing to join Justice Thomas in pushing the envelope further than the court's other conservatives.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Meanwhile, there's speculation that Justice Anthony Kennedy may announce his retirement this summer after the court session closes. And CIA Director Mike Pompeo tells MSNBC he thinks disclosure of America's secrets is increasing because of, quote, worship of people like Eric Snowden. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
A forest fire in southern Spain has forced the evacuation of 1,000 people so far and is threatening a national park famous for its biodiversity. The flames have advanced eastward and have entered Donana National Park, one of Spain's most important nature reserves and a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1994. The park has over 125,000 acres of wetlands and woods. It's an important stop for migratory birds from Africa and Europe. It is home to a variety of animals, including the highly endangered Iberian lynx and the Iberian imperial eagle. Google is going to stop reading your Gmail in search of opportunities to sell you stuff. The change will end a practice Google has embraced since the company introduced Gmail in 2004. The practice has raised concerns amongst privacy watchdogs and creeped out some users. To help finance the free service, Google scans your mail, sees what you're talking about, tries to sell you products associated with that. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Pennsylvania family expecting to pick up the ashes of their beloved pet were handed something else instead.
Lisa Horstman says Rainbow Veterinary Hospital in Darlington did not give an explanation when they handed her the frozen remains of her dog after they had decided to have the sick pet euthanized. They had asked for him to be cremated at a nearby business. Rainbow Veterinary Hospital says there was a delay with Horstman's burial request, but it was ultimately fulfilled. Patrick Foss reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 25th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including actress June Lockhart. 92 years old is she. Civil rights activist James Meredith turns 84 today. Author and activist Larry Kramer, 82. Actress Barbara Montgomery has 78 candles on her birthday cake. Basketball Hall of Famer Willis Reed is celebrating his 75th. Singer Carly Simon is 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. On Monday, we welcome Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading, and we're going to talk about how we hired the new city manager and fired the police chief. This and unfunded liabilities and much more. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Second hour, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. If you want to call in, you can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. And let's see, what else do we got on the agenda? Anybody? I got some stuff.
Go ahead.
Okay, never mind.
There's always stuff on the agenda,
yeah,
isn't
looks
there?
Like you guys look. I was looking for something.
I was actually trying to pass some information along.
Oh, there you go. Well, here's something from Zero Hedge, which is kind of interesting. McDonald's is replacing 2,500 human cashiers with digital kiosks.
Surprise.
You know, you can't make this crap up. And, you know, oh, gee, let's raise up the minimum rate, the minimum wage. And guess what happens? So we just fire a bunch of people.
Yeah, just get rid of them and put in robots.
Yeah, so it says we estimate 3,000 locations are going to be adding these in 2018, which should lead to some countries, United States sales, assuming, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, so you know, so they're going to remodel 650 restaurants and wow. Yeah, so summarizing all of the above, the workers for McDonald's, they're now going to become an endangered species. And that's the real deal.
So how did that raise work for
how did that minimum wage raise work out for everybody? You know, gee, I get paid more until I lose my job, or I just lose my job.
Just lose my job.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's
did you see where Sears was closing some more stores?
Yeah.
Sears and Kmart?
Yeah.
I think it's 20 more, something like that.
Last one I saw was 150. So
Maybe it is now.
Every week it's being revised. Yeah. So it's like, and the recovery continues.
Yeah. And I think they're one of the oldest department stores that we've ever had.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. I mean, Macy's maybe, New York. I don't know.
But still, they've been around for a long time.
Well, Macy's has been closing stores right and left, too, so yes. Who knows. But, we know that Illinois is about ready to fall into the ocean. I mean, from the liberal policies. I got an article here. Let's see. This comes from the Chicago Tribune, one of those left-wing newspapers. But basically, it says, what to do in broken Illinois? Dissolve the land of Lincoln. They're talking about taking the state and splitting it up between four or five other states because it's so insolvent, it can't file bankruptcy, it's just going to go under. In fact, their headline is that Illinois is like Venezuela now, a fiscally broken state that has lost its will to live, although for a moment we still have enough toilet paper.
For now.
Yeah, before the essentials run out, let's finally admit that after a decade upon decade of taxing, spending, and borrowing, Illinois has finally run out of other people's money. The other people includes taxpayers who abandoned the state, and now Illinois faces doomsday. So as the politicians meet in Springfield this week for another round of posturing and gesturing and blaming, we need a plan. And here it is. Dissolve Illinois. Decommission the state. Tear up the charter. Whatever the legal mumbo-jumbo, just end the whole damn thing. We just disappear with no pain. That's right. You heard me.
Kind of sounds familiar of another state, doesn't it?
Wow, it's, these policies. Wow, I wonder how far behind we are.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I would have thought we were going to beat them to the punch on that one, but maybe not.
The article goes on to state that the best thing to do is break Illinois into pieces right now. Just wipe us off the map, cut us out of America heartland, let the neighboring state carve us up and take the best chunks for themselves. The group that will scream the loudest is the state's political class, who did this to us, and the big bond creditors who are whispering talk of bankruptcy and asset forfeiture to save their own skins. Wow, does this sound like a little bit like, oh, I don't know, Cyprus and Greece and Venezuela and Puerto Rico?
By Cyprus, you mean 777 Cyprus Avenue?
Could be.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
And this is all going to start contagioning out. I've been telling everybody this for years. How many years have I been saying this? Because it's math. If you don't, here's the thing.
It's not common core math either.
You have to actually seek the truth. Honestly, you have to have a second grade math equivalent. And you have to actually look at the facts.
Wow. That kind of cuts out a lot of the people that sit in political offices in the county and city, I think.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Because our next article here on the same subject is from Anthony Sanders, WordPress.com, confounded interest. Trouble in Chicago River City. No buyers for Chicago school bonds. Causes rates to hit 9%. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. You've been selling these bonds, and everybody's been buying them because muni bonds are the best investment out there. And they're solid. There's no way that you can lose your money.
And behind door number one.
Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. Okay, so what happens when they can't sell their bonds? It means they have to raise the interest on their bonds to try to sell them.
Because they're no good. Nobody wants to buy them.
You have less money now because you have to pay more interest on the bonds. And if you keep selling bonds and the interest keeps going up, you can start, reserving a spot at the Santini table in Santalina in Greece. Because guess what? You're not going to have nothing to eat. Okay? So it's really simple math. And that's why the bond bubble is starting to burst. That's why Puerto Rico, people are fleeing the island. That's why Venezuela has an army in charge of everything. I'm not saying that's going to happen here.
Well,
not saying it ain't.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath on that one. I mean, it could go several ways.
In the meantime, guess what Hawaii's done? Hawaii passes a bill declaring universal basic income as an entitlement. In other words, we just get money for being us. Yaman. You know, I mean, was it yo-ho, broda? Let's go down to the beach and spend our universal income. Wow.
Sure.
And I bet that money's going to be worth a lot of money in a little while, even though it's only paper money and it's fake money, and they're borrowing it from somebody. What are they going to do, sell bonds?
I heard they were doing that in Alaska, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to – this is – Hawaii has become the – now, listen where this comes from. Hawaii became the first state to formally adopt provisions of the UN Paris Climate Accord that declares income to be a human right.
Imagine that.
In other words, if we all sit around and lay around on our fat behinds and do nothing, you have a right to money. It's going to be a hard time getting food and water and everything else, because if everybody's sitting around on their fat rears waiting for their money to come in.
It may not come in because...
Who's out there farming?
Yeah.
Who's out there
growing
food?
Where's it coming from if we're all sitting around doing nothing?
Yeah. And why would you not sit around and do nothing if they're just going to give you free income?
Wow.
And this is part of the...
Not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah, pretty sure. The legislature passed a bill that would create a new government bureaucracy to research how the state, and listen to this, can best extract the money for this from the dwindling numbers of taxpayers who still work for a living.
Oh, man.
Really? Oh, that's going to work out, isn't it? I can just see that one coming. Innovation and forward thinking may be Hawaii's biggest exports in 2017. Whoa. So this was in the Paris Climate Agreement. So now you've got states that are adopting the Paris Climate Agreement because then they can hand out free money to all the people that don't want to work or do anything. Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's going to save us from climate change because everybody will be laying around and nobody will be able to drive a car because you'll be so freaking broke.
Yeah, you won't be able to do anything.
You can't buy a box of cornflakes. Oh, but there won't be any cornflakes because if they implemented this worldwide, guess what? How many people are going to be producing cornflakes? Or Twinkies?
Not producing too much of anything.
Ho-hos.
Might as well get on your treadmill and, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, craziness.
It is total craziness, you know. So, early this month, the state earned the distinction of being the first in the U.S. to formally accept the provisions of the Paris Climate Agreement after Trump decided to withdraw the nation from it. Now, isn't that, again, making a treaty with a foreign government or a foreign entity or anybody, which is completely foreign to the Constitution? Only the Senate can have pass a treaty. And this is completely unconstitutional. And so are they going to do it?
Probably.
Yeah, Hawaii is taking the lead in embracing yet another innovative idea, universal basic income. Let's all quit and sit around and lay and do nothing and go to the beach.
And depend on the government and everything will be okay, right?
Smoke weed every day.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Hey, yo, man. It's like, well, man, there's no food in the cupboard. Whoa.
Not a problem. Smoke another one, my friend.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, that's going to work out, isn't it? That's going to work out real good. We're all just going to be so sharp. We're going to be like tacks out there, steel traps, you know, running an economy that is going to be supercharged with energy to produce and make things better and, you know, or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so this whole entitlement attitude of we have a right to free money, it's like, okay, go on a desert island, do an experiment, say I have a right to food, and see how much food shows up if you don't go out and find some. think about that on a big scale. That's it. It's that simple. This is not rocket science. It's not brain surgery.
But you move my cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Give me your frickin' cheese now. I'm getting mad.
But you move my cheese. What do I do?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So the
you
bill
owe me that cheese.
The bill has two major provisions. First, it declares that all families in Hawaii are entitled to basic financial security. As far as I've been told, it's the first time in any state has made such a pronouncement, wrote Lee. This is Chris Lee who wrote a Reddit post about the House. It's called the House Concurrent Resolution 89. Okay, the second provision establishes a number of government offices. Oh, my goodness. Let's make government bigger. That'll work. That's the ticket. Yeah.
And what do they do in Hawaii for jobs and stuff?
Yeah, man. You go down to the beach, brother, and you get on a surfboard, and it's like making a living, you know?
Yeah. So how long is this going to work for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. You know, but let's have some more government. Cause like we're down at the beach, and someone has got like to take us some food and stuff. And, because we're out in the hot sun all day and we get thirsty too.
Right.
Yeah. So the second provision, the governmental offices are to analyze the state's economy and find ways to ensure all families have basic financial security. Oh, that's going to work out.
Yeah.
Let's erect another government office that understands basic financial security. Are you high?
You've been smoking
the Maui Wowie. Come on. Wake up. Come out of the trance. Get off of the Prozac. Pull your head out of the dope bag. You're
smoke
an idiot.
Smoke weed every day.
Anyway, I guess I'm ranting.
Well, it's insane.
It is completely insane.
It's like people are going along with it like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm entitled to free health care. I'm entitled to food stamps. I'm entitled to free money. I'm entitled to – really? Yeah, that's not going to bankrupt anybody. What about the guys that are producing out there working their butts off that they're stealing everything from?
They're going to quit working here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's going to work out real good. Are they going to move to Iceland?
Might be better off.
It's kind of hard farming in Iceland. You got your little ice pick and you dink, 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 dink. You get a couple ice cubes every once in a while.
And with that, I think we do have a caller on the line. We have Ed in Reading. Did we lose you, Ed?
Ed, are you there?
Ed's gone. Call back, Ed.
Call back in, Ed. I guess I was kind of going off the deep end because this is so stupid that it's too stupid to be stupid. But these guys are the ones running the country. Running the state, running the country. They were. Well, they're still running the country because much of these guys are in the deep state that haven't formally they subvert the Trump administration who's trying to implement, common sense policies we got to kind of work. Everybody should be like working because when you work, you produce things and everybody has more food, goods and services. No. Let's just give everybody a bunch of free money so that we can all sit around, smoke dope, get high,
and starve to death.
And starved. Oh, well, that's the other side of the munchies.
There's no food. I get to starve.
Got the frickin' munchies, and you're looking more like a chicken. Maybe we should go to a quick break and come back.
All right. If you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Weir, Billy, and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near. Come, yay. Corporate sucker stops. Come yay to toilet circuit touring stops. Come yay to bedrooms, bars, and bunker squats. The sound is ringing clear. Now who'd have thought that after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all? Now who'd have thought that after all, it was rock and roll.
Yeah. Who'd have thought it was going to be rock and roll that saved us all? I kind of like the premise.
That's as good a suggestion as I've heard all morning.
Hey, it's better than universal income. Oh, my goodness. It's just unbelievable what's going on out there. You know, I'm looking at this.
Stop.
Okay, this comes from the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. If I can say that, G. Edward Griffin. Say that sort of with, you know, accurate pronunciation. Economics professor advocates lying about global warming to push nations into UN treaties.
No.
Let me think about this for a minute. Hey, Rocky,
take
watch
that
me.
For data.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing to believe. Presto.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, professor of economics, Dr. Hung and Dr. Zhao. Hung and Zhao.
Hung Zhao.
Zhao Hung. Maybe Zhao's Hung, or maybe he should be. I'm not sure. Maybe he is. I had to say it, Bob.
You never know.
You never know. But these two authored a paper entitled Information Manipulation and Climate Agreements, published in the American Journal of Agricultural Economics, that advocates exaggerating global warming data in order to create a sense of urgency to support UN climate treaties.
Wow.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah. We've never been down this road before.
I know.
Nothing
we're
like
shocked.
This has ever happened.
It's shocking to learn that suppressing inconvenient facts, lying about climate science, and exaggerating tales about natural weather are deliberately strategies for global warming campaigners. What will shock you is that the two professors not only candidly admitted it, but published a paper in a peer-reviewed journal touting the benefits of effectively lying for pushing nations into the UN climate treaty agreement in Paris next year. See for yourself.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, you can look it up. It's American Journal of Agricultural Economics. Go there. It's the title of the study is Information Manipulation and Climate Agreements. Let me repeat that. Information Manipulation and Climate Agreements. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no agenda here.
We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Just move along. It'll be
nothing
okay.
Nothing to see.
Yep, and it'll be okay. Go back
frickin'
to
sleep, crazy.
Collect your money in Hawaii.
Frickin' crazy. Hey, what about my universal income? Where the hell? I want my cheese, man.
Yep.
You don't give me my cheese, things will get ugly around here. I'm going to put my Mac hand down on you. You know what I'm saying? Go to Disneyland and all my free cheese, and I want it now, man. Gee.
I'm
going to get ugly.
Racist.
Yeah, going to get ugly. Kind of is already ugly.
It is.
I think we got a call.
You just don't realize how ugly it is.
It's getting ugly.
Yeah, it really is getting bad out there.
It sounds like Fred Sanford. You're getting awful ugly. Was that all his aunt? Come here, ugly. I'll put five across your lips. Come here, dummy.
That's going back a little ways.
Yeah, crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So who would have ever thought that we were discussing stuff like this? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking about pulling up the, if I think I can get on YouTube and pulling up the president who started the Weather Channel and his little discourse with the person who was talking about the climate. I think it was on CNN. Let me see if I can find it here. Do we have a caller?
I believe we do.
Our correspondent, Lori, is on the line.
Our correspondent in the field, Lori, how are you today?
reporting this morning.
Yeah, I'll cover your issue on Hawaii. It looks like that's just another experimental and sacrificial state. If they've already got 6-7 years plus of the Fukushima mess, the sea rise of methane gas, which is not good. You've got Korea lobbying all kinds of missiles and what the heck they're trying to, aim at the West Coast, and they may fall short and hit Hawaii. I don't know. You've got the UVA, UVB rays. I mean, this is just incredible that Hawaii is pushing this. So I think there's a larger agenda with Hawaii because they're so isolated. It costs a fortune anyway to get food, if you even can get decent food. They certainly won't be able to grow it.
They have coconuts.
Grow other stuff. I should take that back.
They have coconuts.
Hey, man, we grow lots of stuff on Hawaii,
At some point, I think that the masses will want to check out. If they don't want the prescription version from Big Pharma, you know what? I just see the day already with people just fading out this universal money issue. Wow, that's the first I've heard of this, and there you go. We're just culling the population.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, exactly. What the hell? We don't need that many. We don't need that many people anyway.
Then the super chickens in Hawaii will survive, like the cockroaches.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. Yeah, but that will be environmentally sound policy, because cockroaches and chickens are better for the earth than people.
Well, and it's a protein source, apparently, and maybe they're more organic. I don't know, but
it's like popcorn, man. I'm telling you, it's just like popcorn. You put them in the thing, you shake them up, and they pop, 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 pop. You know,
I'm not as worldly as some people.
Never tried it.
Salt.
Very interesting. I'm going to look up the thing on these two climate engineers on this exaggeration data. I completely.
I'm going to play. I'm going to play something here. This is CNN's Brian Seltzer. destroyed by Weather Channel founder John Coleman. I just sent it over to Bob. It's a little four-minute clip or whatever, and it's unbelievable. These guys are so screwed up. And here's the guy who's an actual climate scientist telling you why there's not getting reported on all the fake news stories. And, it's crazy because that's exactly what's happening. I mean, we don't get any real news. We get fake news unless it's us talking about it and doing a little homework and research. And, we got our Cub reporter, Lori, out there in the field, and she does all this brilliant this work and calls up. Other than that, who's talking the truth?
You know, this is a great question. And when you mentioned G. Edward Griffin and Jim Lee and a few other people out there on the climate issue, they will fail to mention the climate cooling by ice nucleation. So you've got this massive confusion, division. People still think it's cooling when it's record temps all the time. So I need to get Dane on the line, and you guys can talk about him presenting tomorrow night at the Patriots meeting.
Right.
His new film, Hacking the Planet, The Climate Engineering Reality. So 43 minutes. He'll be doing a Q&A, and there is so much going on right now that we are so fortunate to have someone of his caliber living right here in Reading to hopefully compensate for what the heck is going on with our city council, government, board of supervisors, and all the rest. I really appreciate Gary Cadd, if he's still listening. I know he went to service, but anyway, I'm going to go get Dan to get on the line here.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Lori. Right.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
You bet.
Bye.
And the truth shall set you free. Go ahead and play that, Bob. And let's listen to this. This is CNN Brian Seltzer, or whatever his name is, talking to the guy who invented the Weather Channel. And what's his name, Bob?
Invented.
John Coleman.
John Coleman. And go ahead and play this. And this kind of gives you a little backdrop and why we are not getting any honest data when it comes to climate change. Go ahead, Bob.
I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
I'm talking now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions say that 97% of climate scientists agree, do you think they're making it up? What I don't understand is how you square that.
Well, that's a manipulated figure, and let me explain it to you. The government puts out about $2.5 billion directly for climate research every year. It only gives that money to scientists who will produce scientific results that support the global warming hypothesis of the Democrat Party of position. So they don't have any choice. If you're going to get the money, you got to support their position. Therefore, 97% of the scientific reports published support global warming. Why? Because those are the ones the government pays for, and that's where the money is. It's real simple. But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't make it true. That only makes it bought and paid for. The money goes in circles.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to try to refute you.
I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change. And I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
That just looped on us. But, I think it says it pretty much all. Let's see. The only way you get any money from the government.
As you lie.
Is you have to support their position, which is that there's climate change. And, gee, we just read an article about economics professors advocating lying about global warming to push United States.
And that's the only subject they do this on, right? They wouldn't do that on any other subject or information to the people, right?
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out you're being lied to.
At every turn.
At every turn by the fake media, the fake news, you know, because why? They have an agenda. And what's the agenda at the end of the day? After, you get your free money. Oh, they're helping you, right? No. At the same time, what was the other part of the bill? Oh, we're erecting a bunch more government offices. Because this is the nature of government. This is what the founders talked about. This is what they said you had to prevent. Is
big government.
Government will get out of control. It's like you had to bind it down with the chains of a constitution. It was like a beast that was not a servant to the people. It was a beast that if it got out of control would consume everything and everyone around it. That's what they said. They said government has been man's worst evil since the beginning of time, and that's the truth of the matter. So all of these programs are designed to give government more control over the people. To take, you know,
and they keep working at it. They keep gathering more people
over your finances, over your property, over your, you know, your lives,
everything.
Your children, everything. Why? Let's see. I don't know. Communist Manifesto, 10 platforms, control of production and by the state, control of information by the state, public education by the state, a central bank that prints money and creates inflation and charges interest on it. How much? Oh, gee, and the Constitution says what? No central bank, gold and silver, freedom. Which one are we following?
I wonder what the percentage of government employees versus population we're at now. It's got to be tipping the scales pretty high. I'm just, you know.
Then how do you control all the people that you give them paychecks?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a tremendous amount of people that are employed at the government the government these days.
Yeah. So it's really not
that's
that,
really the only jobs we're getting to.
Yeah. It's really not that hard to figure this out. I mean, they figured it out in North Korea. Only kind of sucks.
A little late.
We have Dane on the line now.
Okay, very good.
Good morning, Dane.
Good morning, Dane. How are you doing today?
How are you too?
Oh,
we're
you
doing
know,
good.
The fun never stops.
Hey, I'm kind of plugging in a little late here. If Lori called in earlier and announced that the free film screening tomorrow of Hacking the Planet, the Climate Engineering Reality at the Patriots meeting.
Oh, all right, very good. Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
A little bit.
Good. And for those, they'll be still there as well also. And I want to encourage
say
people,
that again. Say that again,
confusion.
Dane. Say that again, Dane. Say that again because you cut out.
Sorry, someone's beeping through on this end.
Oh.
Switch part, Mark. The Patriots meeting?
Yeah, the Patriots meeting. What was going on there?
Tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Patriots meeting on Bocelli. It's in the Mission Square just below Cyprus.
3276.
Yeah. Is where that the Patriots meeting takes place. I'm not sure if Lori gave that address earlier, and I apologize. I don't have it.
We've got it. Yeah, we've got it.
Just have it. So, but there'll be a screening of a new 44-minute documentary called Hacking the Planet, the Climate Engineering Reality. And the point we're trying to drive home is that there's a lot of confusion with people as to the true state of the biosphere. And this is not about Al Gore or carbon credits, both of which are shams. It's about reality. And people who are not looking at the wider picture have no idea exactly how severely the biosphere is being damaged, climate engineering a big part of that, and the threats are immense and immediate. So we're simply trying to present hard data to people so that they can look at it and make up their mind. This is what they are not being told by mainstream media, certainly not our local media that blacks out massive community events like we've had the last 2 years, Mark and Linda. You guys know that the record and KRCR have completely blacked out major community events we've had with over 1,000 people in attendance. You guys knew that, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, yeah. Several levels.
Blackout. Events that had former government scientists in attendance, union of former military. It's just such a criminal censorship from our local media. I encourage people on a future note, July 28th, I'm not sure if you guys talked about this earlier, July 28th at the Red Line Hotel, be a free public event on Friday night, July 28th, and the speakers at that event, former decorated CIA officer Kevin Shipp, There'll be Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's at the front of exposing, she's a mainstream physician, exposing the massive and now peer-reviewed proven vaccination dangers, and an update on the climate engineering scenario. All new presentations all the way around, free public event, free materials, July 28th. There'll be flyers at Orchard Nutrition, also at geoengineeringwatch.org. But we'll have information on that tomorrow night as well at the Patriot meeting. And I would encourage people to come and find out what they don't know, because when our government decides to play God with the atmosphere and the climate system, with toxic materials that we're all breathing, is that not a fight for life at that point?
Well, and, you know, the other thing here, too, is what can we do about it? I mean, you know, what do we have any solutions yet to stop these guys?
One solution. There's only one way forward, and that requires all of us. We have to reach a critical mass of awareness. We have to. And that takes all of us arming ourselves with credible data and waking those up around us, because we have local officials here in Reading. This goes from the ground up, Mark. Local officials that are not reporting massive aluminum contamination. So we have so many people that are a part of the cancer, whether actively or passively. And I was in a meeting with Reading Environmental Waste in 2009. I was asked to attend, asked for my confidentiality, which I'm not going to retain any longer. We're trying to get this word out. But I could name the names of the people of that meeting, Reading Environmental Waste, that were getting massive spikes of aluminum running through the Sacramento River that they couldn't explain. We now know through our attorney's efforts that massive runoff of aluminum is not being reported. And we have agencies, we have people in our own communities helping to cover this up because it's good for their paychecks and pensions to cover it up. We have the medical industry covering up this contamination. We have, you guys know, for example, the aluminum in the environment, you guys know the bees are dying, right?
Yeah, I know there's issues with the
bees. You know they're dying,
yeah.
And everybody blames it on glyphosate, right? It's all farm chemicals, right? We now have peer-reviewed study to show the bees even the bees are dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia. And the report actually states that, peer-reviewed study, because there's massive amounts of aluminum raining down through our air column. We have, in the human population, dementia and Alzheimer's now the number one cause of death in the UK, second or third in the U.S. Consider that. I mean, how much contamination needs to rain down on us when everybody has asthma, allergies, you know, every other commercial is an asthma allergy commercial for medication. What they're spraying in the atmosphere is coming down on us. If people want to learn about this, if they want to understand what's in every breath they take, what's being done without our knowledge, without our consent, by governments around the globe, not just our own, to intervene in the climate system for their own purposes, to try to...
Well, that's the part I really agree with, Dane, is the fact is that it doesn't matter whether we believe in climate change or it is actually happening. What matters is that they believe in climate change as an implementation of these programs, whether it's actually happening. So, these treaties, I think they have their own agendas, and that's what their science is about. I don't think there's climate change as much as that these guys are spraying us down with whatever they're spraying us down with for their own ends.
Well, if we ignore, let's ignore all other sources of human damage, the cutting down of the forest, the paving of the planet, and I agree the climate conferences, those are just dog and theater shows, you know, or dog and pony shows, that's
right.
All they are, theater. But if we ignore all other sources of human damage to the planet, the poisoning of the oceans, the paving of the planet, the cutting down of the forest, if we ignore all that, let's just look at climate engineering alone. Anybody who thinks that the climate could be intervened with on this scale without damaging the climate is not living in reality. So even if we ignore all other sources of damage to the climate and only look at, and again, it's not about Al Gore or climate credit or you know, carbon credits
sure, yeah.
But real damage has been done, not just to the climate system. Climate engineering has been going on for 70 years. The ozone layer is now all but destroyed. No ozone layer, no life on Earth. Mark, Linda, can you guys feel how intense the sun feels on you?
Well, I mean, it's hot.
It's very hot.
You can't tell that it's... we're getting UVB readings that are 1,000% higher than we're being told. We have a NASA engineer working directly for us, a 40-year veteran, and has done ozone work for the government. He's working directly with us with state-of-the-art equipment. You guys can see the bark fried off the trees in town, and people claim that's just from the parking lot and the windshields. No, it's the same in the forest. There's no parking lots and windshields out here. We have peer-reviewed study whales' backs being sunburnt. We have plankton dying from the UV. The UV radiation is off the scale. And geoengineering, climate engineering, is the most direct causal factor. So when you have intentional climate intervention programs going on, How can we not care if that's destroying Earth's life support systems and contaminating our air every breath we take? So, again, this is not theory, conjecture, or hypothesis. It's fact. If people want to find out exactly what's going on in the skies above that's affecting every breath they take, come tomorrow.
So if there's no global climate problem, then maybe they're going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy is what you're telling us.
Yeah, and again, it's important people remember also, again, you know, people, the powers that be have made everybody hate Al Gore so much that if Al Gore said the world was round, everyone would take the position it's flat. And we can't do that either. That's not logical either. But the point is when they're intentionally intervening with the climate system, how can we have a good result with that? Just like the pharmaceutical cure for the human body with 50 side effects that are far worse than what it claimed to treat, right? You guys see those commercials.
Sure.
Right,
yeah.
This ailment, and here's 50 side effects. It's the same situation. So, again, if no matter what else we face, Mark and Linda, if we can't breathe without sucking in what they're spraying above us, and we know they are, if people want to see film footage of this spraying occurring and hard data government documents, come to the screening tomorrow. They'll see this, and I'll answer any and all questions related to this issue. If someone's skeptical, please come. Please share any skepticism you have, and I will fill in that blank tomorrow with answers that you can research yourself. So we're just encouraging people to show up, find out what they don't know, stop believing the official denial of these programs, and look for yourself. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah,
not a problem. So
well, thanks, guys. Thanks for helping get the word out. And again, if you guys can announce that address, since you guys have it there, so people know that's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and I will be there. We'll screen the film, get free data, and people can help us to sound the alarm, because that's what we can do. If we reach a critical mass of awareness where the population knows this is going on, we'll have an army of attorneys on our side, and that's where we need to be.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. And you'll be tomorrow at 3276 Pacelli Lane.
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good.
6 p.m.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks,
Dave.
A lot.
You bet. So that was Dane Wigington, and he'll be down there at the Reading Patriots. That's 6 p.m. at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And you can go to geoengineeringwatch.org if you want to get more information on that. And then we highly recommend you go see the movies that he's going to be presenting tomorrow with the new information. So
take that for data.
Okay, so what else have we got? Do we want to go?
I have a Hawaii update for you from Drudge.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
What you got?
This just came over. It says, for the seventh straight year, Hawaii has been named the worst state to make a living thanks to its astronomical cost of living. The ranking says, while Hawaii has the 10th highest median wage nationwide, that's not enough to make up for living expenses that are two-thirds higher than in the rest of the nation. Their high cost of living is compounded by one of the highest state tax income burdens in the nation.
Yep.
Working well for them, is it?
By the way, California took the number two spot.
Oh, gee, I'm shocked.
Worst states to make a living.
Yeah, they're going to be introducing that stuff here, too, because you got Jerry Brownshirt down there, and he's already making treaties with China and stuff and wants to be a part of the Paris Climate Agreement. Well, how long before it's going to be that he's offering universal income to all of the illegal aliens?
And we're
all
pretty well there, aren't we?
Yeah. So everybody gets paycheck. Doesn't matter. Hey, hasta la vista,
come
baby.
Come across the border, no problem.
Yeah.
Good. Smoke weed every day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
You're entitled to it.
Yeah,
sure,
that's
right.
Hey. Just don't stay in the sun too long because you're going to fry.
Well, maybe you should go to – maybe they should go in the sun. I don't know.
Well, we got a couple things here. We got about 10 minutes left here. I got to talk about this one. I want to go to a quick break here. Okay.
And then we'll
come back
right
to the end of the show.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North Side.
Man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shifts. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way to live. Put me on a highway, the interstate, a dirt road to any place.
unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Yeah, we're back. We've got about 5 minutes left. A couple of things we want to cover. The first one I wanted to talk about was the bankers face prison as Denmark gets tough on money laundering. So, you know, it looks like maybe they're starting to, put these guys in prison at some point.
Let's hope so. I mean, how long has this been going on and nobody's actually gone to prison?
Yeah, the Panama Papers investigations last year uncovered that around 500 worldwide banks might have aided tax evasion by helping customers create offshore companies and tax havens. Governments have since tightened the requirements for lenders to report cross-border transactions as part of the stepped-up effort to curb money laundering. And we will not accept this in Denmark, Business Minister Brian Mikkelsen told broadcaster TV2 after reaching an agreement with representatives of the government coalition and the opposition. So, who knows? Maybe the bankers will go to prison. We'll see. Here's another one. Fed stress test results are out. Everyone passed, including as all the bankers passed the stress test. As the VIX hits 70.
As they're getting ready to go to prison.
Good grief. The volatility index is at an all-time high. But that's all right. Everything's fine. Let's see what else we got. Another stunning cover-up. And get the computer to work here. This comes from The Last Refuge. Stunning cover-up maneuver. Obama, the NSC, the National Security Commission, They moved all the intelligence unmasking material to the Obama library to avoid sunlight. So all the stuff that shows what happened with the unmasking and the names and everything and the, all the illegal, leaking of intelligence reports, Comey, or the weaponization of intelligence for political motives and, illegal unmasking names within the U.S. intelligence reports by Obama White House officials, Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes. Again, for political motives, have all been moved to the Obama library. The reason all presidential library material is not subject to public scrutiny until 5 years after the administration ends.
Oh, imagine that.
Wow. Now, I
think. Once again.
Yeah, we're there. We're going to see more on this. I think the president might be able to actually get to it. And Judicial Watch is still trying to get to it and request for information. But you're dealing with criminals. You really, it's criminals. Come on. Let's just call a spade a spade. Pardon the pun. Criminals.
Hopefully they'll start be putting some of them away, get somebody to prosecute them.
Okay. How much time have we got left, Bob?
About a minute.
Yeah. So let's see. The whole Trump balloon has been deflated. the Russia story. So that's the collusion, boom, testimony from Comey. But let's not worry about all the leaks. Let's still go hide everything in a library so that nobody can find
Obama library.
An Obama library, yeah. Gee, there's no there's no deep state going on here, is there? Nothing happened, nothing to see here. Move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be doing nothing.
Yeah, it's all for our own good, you know. We need more government to, you know, give us.
Well, they're working at that, you know.
Yeah.
So. Only jobs that are getting left is government jobs.
And Trump's the devil.
Well, yeah. Can't you see it?
Remember when all of our health insurance got cheaper and we were all given free unicorns?
No, I missed that one.
Didn't get that one.
I didn't get that one. Sorry.
Well,
which alternate universe was that?
Hawaii. And so you were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Run Radio.
Yep, and you've been listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. We'll see you all next week.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
That he says has stymied bipartisanship in Washington. While discussing the Republican health care bill during an interview on Fox and Friends, the president said it would be great if lawmakers from both parties could come up with something that everybody's happy with. President Trump says that the Democrats' theme is resist and that if it was the greatest bill ever proposed in mankind, we wouldn't get a vote from them. A group of ranchers is suing the USDA seeking a return of labels that clearly identify meat produced in other countries.
The lawsuit seeks to overturn a March 2016 decision by the Department of Agriculture to revoke